origins, but does not talk about that at all anymore. On the surface, it would seem those two live only for the war. I drifted back to One Eye's factory. I was reluctant to leave Smoke. I knew if I delayed much longer, I would return to find my body exhausted, starved, and extremely thirsty. The smart way to use Smoke was to take short journeys mixed with lots of times out for snacks and drinks. But that was hard to recall out there, especially when there was so much pain waiting back in my own slice of reality. This time, I discovered a room I had overlooked earlier. In it, Vedna workers moved lazily amongst a dozen ceramic tubs. Some carried buckets from which they scooped fluid into the tubs a cup at a time. The fluid came from a vat a man kept stirring when he was not adding water or some white powder. I saw little remarkable about those tubs. The solution got added at one end. At the other end, fluid trickled down a glass tube into a large earthenware jug. Once filled, each jug got stopped and carried carefully to storage on shelves well out of the way. Unlike wines, they were shelved upright. Curiously, the lamps in the room burned unusually bright. I studied one tub, noted that small bubbles kept rising at the end where the workers added the fluid. At the far end, well below the surface, were dozens of short rods caked with a silvery white substance. On the floor of the tub were several handleless glass cups. Using ceramic tools, a gloved worker moved a cup under a rod, scraped stuff off into the cup. Once that settled, he used wooden tongs to lift the cup from the tub. He carried it with considerable care, but nevertheless managed to stumble. The stuff off the rod blazed fiercely when exposed to the air. I had to get back to my flesh. I had to eat. Soon enough, I would have to pack because, real soon, all of us would be headed south. The war's next stage was gathering momentum. Chapter 91. Otto and Hagop were back, after innumerable frustrating delays in the last river leg, which should have been the easiest part of their journey. They were concealed in the same Shadar waterfront warehouse that I had used to hold the captives from the Grove of Doom. One Eye collected me from my quarters. He and I and my brown shadow headed for the river. The old man beat us there. He could drop everything when he really wanted. "You all right, Mergen?" "I'm handling it." "He's spending too much time with Smoke," One Eye said. "That don't sound healthy. Would you look at these guys?" He meant Otto and Hagop, though the others of their expedition were confined to the warehouse too, and were not enthusiastic about being kept away from their families. It had been almost 3 years. Neither Otto nor Hagop looked much different. I told Hagop, "I'd almost given up on you guys." We shook hands. I shook with Otto, too. "I thought your luck finally ran out." "We came close, Mergen,"